broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden plans to sign more executive orders today. One about food aid and protecting unemployment benefits for people refusing work for coronavirus reasons.
It's a stopgap measure while Congress starts consideration of his larger $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. One of the orders would ask the Agriculture Department to adjust the rules for food assistance, and the other clears a path for federal workers and contractors to get a $15 an hour minimum wage.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. There's a report the Summer Olympics may be canceled.
Japan's Prime Minister insists they're going ahead. Yoshihide Suga told Parliament the Games will be a symbol of humanity overcoming the coronavirus. A British newspaper reports that Suga's government has privately decided the Olympics will have to be cancelled, with the pandemic still growing.
Fox's Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our gloomy forecast continues. More rain in our future today, especially through midday. Occasional showers around. Mostly cloudy this afternoon and through tonight as well. High temperature today, about 60. Tonight, chilly. Overnight low, 40. Tomorrow, sunshine returns. Pretty nice day. High around 60 for Saturday. Risk of showers returning on Sunday, but showers are more likely Sunday night, and showers and thunderstorms on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Strict attention to detail. That's what sets Kubota construction equipment apart. Engineered for maximum performance and with the dependability you demand. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments. So call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Folks, we're a few minutes after 10 a.m. here on News and Views from 9 till noon. Of course, that means it's time to talk to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. How are you this morning?
Man, it has been a great day if you're a duck or you have waterproof flooring.
I was about to say, I did not want to get out of bed this morning.
I didn't either. Normally, I'm a morning person. I'm hitting the floor.
Right.
I hit my alarm on my snooze for the first time in months. Like, no, why can't it be a Sunday morning?
Yes.
Yeah. So, no, I got out of bed and came on to work. But I did, yeah, it's that whole... I have to convince the dogs that there's a squirrel outside, so they'll go outside and do the business.
They get so prissy when it gets wet outside. It's amazing to watch that.
They're a bunch of prima donnas.
Exactly.
You open the door and it's raining. They look at you like, I ain't doing that.
Yeah, exactly.
I can do that on a whole new rug. Spring carpet.
But that,
I know you that comes out.
Well, that is actually a perfect example of if you do have dogs or you have kids that like to trek outside even when it's wet and rainy, it's great to have some waterproof flooring.
Now, when was the last time you've seen a kid outside when it's not even raining?
Right.
They're all in there playing on their little iPad.
Yeah, I'm still a kid at heart. I'm still part of that generation that got outside, so I hate to hear that about the...
Yeah, our kids today, they just don't... I tell you, the best time to grow was in the 80s. You drank out of water hoses,
yep.
And you spit out the bees that were inside the water hose.
Yep.
You didn't go into your friends' houses. You know, if you had to go to the bathroom, you went back home and did that. But most of the time, you sit in the woods.
Yep.
They don't know what they have no clue what it's like to be a true kid.
Well, how about this? Get waterproof flooring and say, kids, I got this flooring. Get outside.
That was it.
Absolutely. We don't come back until it's dark.
Right.
Terry just hollered out, Joey's never drank out of a water hose before.
Oh, yeah,
he's too young.
Oh, yeah, I have.
Don't
make the mistake of, you know, the more industrial size hoses that, like, water a ball field.
Yeah.
I'm like, why? I do this at home. Oh, man. Yeah. Almost broke my nose.
No, exactly. You got to make sure in the summertime that you let the water, like, go until it's squirts out the air because you're going to burn your mouth if you don't.
Exactly. Yep. Hot water, and there might be a bee or so, or maybe a lizard up in there.
Yeah, there's something up in there, just about guaranteed. You better let that water run for a minute. But, hey, if y'all do need a waterproof flooring and you do have kids and you got a very active home, we have floors for those situations. But it all starts with a phone call, 285-8117.
Yep, that number is 285-8117 for Prattville Carpet. When you call them at 285-8117, be sure to tell them you heard Ray Bowles here on News and Views from 9 till noon.
Hey, y'all. Have a great day.
You too, Ray.
Have a good weekend. 272-9228. We'll be right back after this quick disclaimer.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. Well, sad news. I hate to bring it to you, but Hall of Famer Hank Aaron has passed away today at 86 years old. You know, like most kids in this area, especially because I was a 90s kid, I remember to this day the World Series year in 95. David Justice, Tommy Glavine, the whole team there. You grow up remembering Hank Aaron, one of the greats. The one-time home run king, Atlanta Braves legend, Henry Louis Hank Aaron passed away this morning at the age of 86. A local affiliate, a CBS affiliate there in the Atlanta area, is reporting. He leaves behind an indelible legacy on and off the baseball diamond. He was born in Mobile, Alabama in 1934, the son of Herbert and Estella Aaron. He played in sandlots and started his pro career in the Negro Leagues in 1951. He made his way through the minor leagues until age 20. Aaron then made his major league debut and started his 23-year career with the then Milwaukee Braves. He recorded his first of 755 home runs on April the 23rd, 1954, in a game against the St. Louis Cardinals. His first season saw him finish fourth in the Rookie of the Year voting as he hit 280 with 13 home runs and 69 RBIs. It was just the start of what became one of the most legendary careers in baseball history. By the time he was in his fourth season, he'd hit 44 home runs, drove in 132 RBIs, and won the National League MVP award. The 1957 season started a lengthy run that saw Aaron hit at least 25 home runs in every season until 1973. During this time, Aaron and the Braves moved from Milwaukee to Atlanta, where Aaron became a living legend on the field. It was the 1974 season that saw Aaron smash his way into the national consciousness. On April 8th, 1974, Hammer and Hank, as he was known, crushed a 1-0 pitch from Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher Al Downing over the left field wall at Fulton County Stadium and broke Babe Ruth's longtime home run record of 714 home runs in a career. Aaron would play a few more seasons before calling it a career on October the 3rd, 1976. He immediately transitioned into a role with the Braves as Director of Player Development, a position he held until 1989. He then became a Senior Vice President for the Braves, a title he held for decades. Aaron remains baseball's runs batted in leader, with 2,297, and total base leader with 6,856. Hammer and Hank finished his career with 755 home runs, an all-time record that stood for decades until Barry Bonds passed him. and finished with 762 home runs. His number 44 jersey was retired by both the Atlanta Braves and Milwaukee Brewers. On August 1st, 1982, Aaron was inducted into Cooperstown. In 99, the 25th anniversary of Aaron breaking the home run record, Major League Baseball established the Hank Aaron Award that is given to the best overall hitter in each league. He later received the Presidential Medal of Freedom from George W. Bush and was inducted as a Georgia trustee by the Georgia Historical Society in 2010. In 2016, Aaron was presented with the Order of the Rising Sun, one of Japan's highest honors for his work with the World Children's Baseball Fair. But Aaron was more than just a baseball player. He fought through horrendous racism in the Deep South throughout his career and even received death threats while he was making his historic pursuit of Ruth's record. All the while, he remained humble and continued to power through every hurdle that was in front of him. In his bio from the Hall of Fame, a quote from the greatest boxer ever, Muhammad Ali, accompanies it that reads, Hank Aaron was, quote, the only man I idolized more than myself. A fitting tribute to a towering man who left his mark on the baseball field, society, and the fabric of America. May he rest in peace. 272-9228. Man. What a year. Felt like 2020 never ended.
I know.
But it is, like I'm sitting there reading that, and what a tribute. Well done by that local affiliate there at CBS. And, you know, he's out of baseball long before I think I'm even born, actually playing on the field, and yet he is a legend. He's one of these guys that looms large in the imagination of any sports fan, any lover of America. So,
do you know what kept him and Willie Mays from being teammates?
Hmm.
$50.
$50. Tell me about it.
The Atlanta Braves offered him $50 more than the Giants did. And he's, I mean, I don't blame him.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, $50.
Well. And it makes me think about how much, you know, this country has changed in terms of its growth, its acceptance, true progress. But also, baseball used to truly be America's game, you know? And now, would you say it holds that same...
No, hockey.
Same play. Hockey, yeah. That's probably college football.
I think college football. Although, I will say, Joey, when you get out of the South, college football doesn't hold the same as it does down here.
Right.
It's more NFL. But, yeah, but I do say football has taken over. And I think a big thing was all the baseball strikes. I think people just got tired of it.
Right. And then you start to see, I remember that year where these home run records, Aaron's own started to be broken. When I saw, you know, you remember the race between Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa.
And see, that was...
And it was so much fun in the moment.
Right.
I loved it. And then you see Barry Bonds go on his tear, and then it's all kind of ruined.
Yep.
Because you see, well, when you grow a few hat sizes...
At age 28, you start your growing spurt kicks in.
Yeah, and that's miserable. Kind of ruins some of these great stats. So to me, Hank Aaron is really still the home run
right.
champ.
And remember, these ball players like Hank Aaron, when they were started, that baseball, they had to make a living the rest of the year.
Yeah.
I mean, these are everyday guys.
Oh, I hate to hear that news this morning, but what a life.
What a life he lived.
And
I can imagine how many lives he's touched in a positive way.
I wonder how quickly I can turn this around here. I found here, folks, this is Vin Scully calls Hank Aaron's historic 715th home run of his career. Let me see if I can turn this around real quick, bring it up so we can all listen in on it. 272-9228 if you'd like to get in on the program. 272-9228. Yeah, here we go.
Got it?
Yeah. Let's listen in. This is the famous call.
Once again, a standing ovation for Henry Aaron. So the confrontation for the second time. Aaron walked in the second inning. He means the tying run at the plate now. But we'll see what Downing does. Al at the belt delivers, and he's low. Ball one.
Low ball.
And that just to the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
The crowd booing. Downing has to ignore.
It's amazing to see a crowd.
and stay a professional and pitch his game. One ball and no strike.
Here it is.
Aaron waiting. The outfield deep and straight away.
There it is.
Fastball is a high drive into deep left center field. Buckner goes back to the fence. It is gone.
Patting him on the back as he's running the bases. 750. Being carried off the field essentially by his teammates, mobbed at home plate.
What a marvelous moment for baseball. What a marvelous moment for Atlanta and the state of Georgia. What a marvelous moment for the country and the world. A black man is getting a standing ovation in the Deep South for breaking a record of an all-time baseball idol. And it is a great moment for all of us, and particularly for Henry Aaron, who was met at home plate not only by every member of the Braves, but by his father and mother. He threw his arms around his father. And as he left the home plate area, his mother came running across the grass, threw her arms around his neck, kissed him for all she was worth. As Aaron circled the bases, the Dodgers on the infield shook his hand, and that was a memorable moment. Aaron is being mobbed by photographers. He is holding his right hand high in the air, and for the first time in a long time, that poker face of Aaron shows the tremendous strain and relief of what it must have been like to live with for the past several months.
Wow.
Great moment.
1974. It's a reminder of how much we need to get back together in crowds as people.
You ain't kidding.
272-9228. Let's go to Craig. Hey, Craig.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
How are y'all?
Pretty good. How you doing this morning?
Listen to that. That's back when athletes were athletes and real role models.
Right.
Man, Hank Aaron has done nothing but show himself with class and grace through all my growing up. I mean, I can remember it. So it was the voice of the Braves as far as civility and humility. That's for certain. We lost Don Sutton the other day, too.
Right.
Braves, one of the Braves announcers. So Braves Nation's kind of been hit hard this week. You know, death puts everything else into perspective. So
yes, it does.
I just want to share my thought on the hammer.
Thank you, Craig.
You guys have a great day.
You too, buddy.
272-9228. Let's hit this break here. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Senior living doesn't have to break the bank. A full and active lifestyle is waiting for you at Caravita Village, and it's all included. Come tour their newly renovated facility and find out about their 2 free-month special through April 30th. Visit CaravitaVillage.com.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Senior living can be fulfilling and affordable, like a new renovated facility, three chef-inspired meals daily, transportation and companionship all included in one low monthly rate. Ask about their free month specials through April 30th. Visit CaravitaVillage.com.
Hey, it's Chase from Second Chance Auto Sales, and I wanted to recommend Blue Water Broadcasting for all your advertising needs. During this coronavirus pandemic, we have continued to utilize Blue Water Broadcasting, and it has helped our traffic stay continuous at our location here in Montgomery, Alabama, off Whitley Road. We want to thank the city and surrounding areas for all your support and recommend that you use Blue Water Broadcasting for all your advertising needs.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm just trying to find me a big smile that I can get into. It's true. I'm lost without you. Another lonely park, another Sunday. Why is the life that got that way?
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. General Lloyd Austin has now just been confirmed by the Senate.
Right. Alabama native, I believe.
Auburn graduate.
War Eagle. War Eagle, baby.
He's now the next Secretary of Defense. And this makes two initial Secretaries of Defense who needed waivers because they had recently served, General Mattis for Trump, now General Austin. And we'll see. General Austin was the head of CENTCOM, I believe, Central Command.
Mm-hmm.
So he oversaw a lot of it was the major post there for the United States Armed Forces. And we'll see if he can bring any sanity to the Pentagon. You know, I've told the story before, but I remember having a drink downtown a few years back and struck up a conversation with this young guy who starts telling me, he was an aerospace engineer. And worked for one of the big, military contractors in the area. Hello? And I asked him, what would you do when you see, Russia spending more money, but especially China really spending a lot of money on their military trying to compete with the United States? What would you do to try to, compete with this? Are there any sort of technological breakthroughs? Does it just need to be more financing? And what would you do to weaken them and strengthen the United States position in this regard? And he said, if I could, I would export the U.S. acquisition system to Russia and China immediately. His point being, the way that we go about building up our forces, the way that we go about essentially preparing ourselves, is not always just about meeting the mission, unfortunately. And so for every dollar we spend, the Russians and Chinese have to spend much, much less. We still have the technological edge, I believe, but I don't know how much that matters when a year or two later these ideas are being stolen. So we shall see. 272-9228. Let's go to Joe. Hey, Joe.
Hello. How are you?
Doing all right. How are you?
Just want to let everybody know I got put in Facebook jail today.
What did you say?
I said something about Antifa I shouldn't have said.
Oh, no.
So heads up out there, everybody. They're watching. I'll let you know. You can't talk about the government's Gestapo.
I've never been banned. I can't imagine why.
On the Book of Faces?
Yeah, never been banned on the Book of Faces.
I'll send you a picture here in a minute.
Yeah, they got me for 24 hours.
That's amateur stuff.
Yeah, you can't talk about Antifa, though.
No. What you have to do, though,
it
puts you a new Facebook profile out there. Just put you a little mustache over your face, and you can come right back.
That's what I'm going to do. Y'all be careful. They're watching.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Bye. Jim, welcome. Jim?
Hey, Jim.
Good morning. Good morning,
brother.
No politics today.
Okay.
Yeah. Y'all were talking about Hank Aaron.
Yeah.
I lived in Mobile for several years when I was in high school in South Alabama, and I worked for Armor part-time when I was in college. I worked for Armour Food Company, had a branch there in Mobile, and I stocked Armour meat products at some of the grocery stores in Mobile, and one of them was a store called Bellis Hess. Not there anymore. It was a big old grocery store, kind of like a Walmart. And one of the managers there was one of Hank Aaron's brothers, Herbert Jr. And every time you saw that guy, man, he was standing around talking about Hank. he was a good guy, but I could always spot him in the store because he'd have the sports section rolled up in his back pocket.
Yeah, and I don't know if you could hear it. I was getting a little emotional there watching that record home run, especially because it's seeing crowds.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's been so long.
I mean, I was a big Braves fan back then when they weren't that great, but they had a lot of good athletes on the team.
Yeah. You remember when Turner bought them? The athletes on the back of their jerseys didn't have their names on it. It would it was like Channel 18 or whatever he had. He always had some kind of gimmick going.
Yeah, but he was popular.
Yes, sir.
And he hit all those home runs, and he wasn't taking any kind of enhancement.
No, he's the real deal.
I mean, that's why people that came along later, like Barry Bonds and Mark McGuire, that's a joke. Those guys were on roids and everything. And
oh, yeah.
I don't even recognize that kind of stuff. But, that was the good old days when a baseball game was just completely different than it is today. Mm-hmm. And I remember, if you listened to the Braves back then, one of their announcers at that time was Milo Hamilton, and then Ernie Johnson was his sidekick. And every time the Braves would hit a home run, you know, when they were at their home stadium, it was bombs away in Atlanta, GA.
I like that.
But, Hank was, his brother actually played with the Braves, too.
Who was that?
And Tommy Aaron. He passed away. He passed away in the early 80s or mid 80s. He was only 45, but he had leukemia. But he played in the major leagues. You can Google him, Tommy Aaron. And he played, the Braves actually put him on the team with Hank. They were at the time, they were the two brothers that hit the most home runs total, together.
Yeah.
He didn't hit nearly as many. But, he was, and then he stayed on and he coached for the Braves. In fact, at one time, I think he was either the first base or third base coach, his brother. And of course, Hank was in the office, worked for the Braves for a long time. So, yeah, he had a pretty big family down there in Mobile. So, anyways, that was all I wanted to contribute today. I'm just, getting away from the political stuff. I'm waiting to see if Joe's going to screw up here and see if the press attacks him.
Well, give him about 5 minutes.
Is he going to do these press conferences every day?
They're going to go back to the daily briefing where it's Jen Psaki, the new press secretary, doing it.
But every day there's going to be a daily briefing.
Yeah, we're going back to... When did that start? Under Reagan?
Who did that? Did Reagan do that?
I think it started under Reagan. Definitely, Clinton had, Stephanopoulos and Dee Dee Myers. And,
yeah, Dee Dee Myers.
And I know that from Georgie, a little Stephanopoulos boy, he had such a baby face when he first started. He tried to grow a beard out, and it looked like me trying to grow a beard. And it's like, no, you just look like a kid with a beard, son.
Dee Dee Rogers.
Who is the new person?
Jen Psaki, the redhead. You'd probably recognize her from the Obama years, and she's been on cable news as well.
Yeah. Already the left, the mainstream media just gushing over her. Oh, how great she is. And, oh, man, this is just so...
Nothing make you vomit, man.
In fact, I thought Wednesday, when they were describing Biden and his inauguration, I thought he had been elevated to some type of deity. The way they were gushing over him. One woman on CBS said that as she looked at the lights from the Lincoln Memorial shining into the pool of water in front of the Washington, it went up both sides. She said it looked like two arms, like Joe Biden's arms, reaching out around America in love.
I heard that too, but Jim, that wasn't a woman. That was a man.
A man, baby.
God. Do you think that Joe Biden's going to be an early riser like Donald Trump and get up and workaholic and work all day and go to bed late? Or do you think he's going to get up around 10 o'clock and have his prunes and oatmeal and then...
No, I'm thinking he's an early riser, but I also think he takes an afternoon nap and usually back in bed by 7:30.
Yeah, and you got to delegate.
Yeah. Come on, man.
No, he's probably going to take up mowing the White House lawn himself.
So you can tell those kids, get off my lawn.
You know, it's just like, he'll do all the other stuff. I just want to work the yard, you know.
Yeah, I heard he's already been saying, giving the come on man that already. Somebody was asking him a question about something. Come on, man.
Come on, gang. Give me a break. Yeah. First day.
Okay, well, it's going to be interesting, but I'm just going to kind of sit back and wait for Biden to step in it and then see how the media goes. If they're going to attack him, should I not hold my breath?
I wouldn't. And you got a Gunsmoke marathon this weekend?
Oh, there's always something. Saturday's a good time, and Sunday, because I have the Three Stooges.
Well, they also show the Rifleman on Saturday mornings.
They got cartoons now on MeTV. They've got a regular Saturday cartoon thing down. It's the old cartoons, you know, Daffy Duck and all those.
I can eat with my cereal. Good time.
Yeah, man. That's all, folks. Mm-hmm. Well, y'all have a good wiki.
You too, Jim.
See you, Jim.
You know, I saw a fascinating tweet the other day. You know, talking about, you know, the old cartoons and Gunsmoke and all that. You could, if you wanted to, you'd have to set it up for yourself. But you could live in, like, you know, it's 2021, but you could live, say, in 1974.
You would just
download all the papers from that year that you would read. You get all the TV schedule that you would want to watch from that year.
I never thought about that, Joey.
All the sporting events. And you could literally live every day like it's 1974. And really, if you take all the screens that we have, like, remove these computer screens and those fancy, you know, flat TV screens out of this room, kind of looks like 1974. Especially with this radio board we have here.
What about this thing here, this computer?
No, just remove all the fancy electronics, yeah. And, you know, it doesn't look that different than it used to. 272-9228. Let's go to Urbanite. Hey, Urbanite.
Hey, you mentioned, you know, we can make those TV sets black and white. You know, all you just take the color out of them.
Yeah.
If we go into the menu and remove... I had a customer years ago that was whining because his TV broke and it was black and white. And I was like, if I could make this TV set black and white, would you buy it? And he's like, no. And I did it. And I have a funny Hank Aaron story.
Okay.
My dad had gotten my Hank Aaron baseball card autographed.
Hmm.
Well, dear sweet mama decided she was going to renovate my room with the summer camp.
Oh, no.
And she threw all my baseball cards away.
What?
Trust me, I emotionally blackmailed her over that Hank Aaron card for years. Every time she throws something at me, I throw that back at her. I'm like, you know, you took away my Hank Aaron. I bought that card with my own lawnmower money. You know, I'm like, no. And by the way, the guy who doesn't want politics, I'm sorry, sir. The world is politics, and it's time to get dirty. Atlanta was a good place back in the day. I lived there at Dunwoody. I was a military brat. But Atlanta's not the Atlanta we all know. And that's the sad part because the biggest economic engine in the South next to Miami has now gone crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're going to do about it.
Yeah, you're right.
We'll see. It has become an international city for sure.
Yeah, but it hasn't become a good international city. Quebec is a good international
city.
Atlanta's become a dump on the order of a Detroit almost.
Leadership, man.
I almost moved there right after college, and I'm happy
at it. Who did? I mean, like I said, it's the economic engine of this area. Who had one to live in the world, the real world, and move to a bigger city and live in Atlanta?
But see, a place like Atlanta, and you know as well as I do, there's so much money coming into that city. I don't see how they can. I mean, it's just mismanagement of the funds.
No, I'm going to go with it used to be there because I'm thinking, I don't know if the real new money or money that makes industry turn is even interested in Atlanta anymore. That was the last time you seen a tower go up in Atlanta.
Are you right about that?
I know that's a trivial, because
if you go Knoxville, Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee, they're building
right.
There's no tomorrow.
Middle left and right, exactly.
Yeah, you're right.
Exactly. All right,
though.
Have a good one.
Take care,
everybody. Can't believe his mom threw out his Hank Aaron signed baseball card. Wow.
He's going to remember that till the day
he passes. Teach him a lesson, didn't it?
272-9228. This hour of news and views brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Why call Alabama Home Mortgage? Because there is a difference in mortgage companies. And when you call Alabama Home Mortgage, you can rest assured, have an extra peace of mind that you're working with somebody who's very down to earth, easy to work with. Kim Williams. Also Madeline. She's great, too, there at Alabama Home Mortgage. And you can rest assured they're a wholesale lender. That means wholesale pricing. They cannot be beat on pricing. So grab that mortgage statement. Call them up today at 567-4223, 567-4223. It's a quick conversation with Kim Williams. She'll get to know your situation with your current mortgage. And she can usually, in fact, if you haven't refinanced in years, it's pretty much a guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds of dollars a month in savings on that monthly mortgage payment. Get that rate much lower. Maybe even shave some years off the duration of your mortgage. Skip up two payments when you refinance through Alabama Home Mortgage.
Well, I've got a family member, Joey, that bought a house right at a year ago and already refinanced, dropped a point and a half off his interest rate.
Wow.
Through Kim Williams.
Wow.
She took care of him. They really did take care of him. She took care of him as if it was her family member.
So y'all check them out today. You can, of course, go online to myalabamahomemortgage.com. And if you're new to the home buying process, if you've never bought a home before and you're now ready, Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage is a great guide. Starts with pre-approval all the way to closing day. She's great to go through. So check them out today. 567-4223, Alabama Home Mortgage. Great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. More News and Views when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. We can convert your home movies and videos, as well as slides and photos, to digital files and DVD, whether it's VHS, Betamax, or any other home video format. We can also transfer your photos and videos from your iPhone as well, freeing up valuable storage. And if your new car doesn't have a CD player, we can convert your favorite tunes to a USB drive. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. It's the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change, someone wins $50,000. Just enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com and it could be you. Touchdowns, field goals, safeties, extra points. Every single score change will draw one lucky winner from the square to win $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune into the Super Bowl on February 7th to see if you bring home some dough. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends 2/4/2021, 11:59 p.m. Eastern. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL entities as defined in the official rules have not offered to sponsor this promotion in any way.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. That persistent rain, which has been soaking the area since the overnight hours, will be exiting the state during the early part of the afternoon and then otherwise mostly cloudy. I think we'll be up to around 60 for a high temperature today. For tonight, cloudy in the evening hours, clearing out in the overnight hours, low temperature down to about 39. Tomorrow is the best day of the week weather-wise with sunshine and a high temperature up to about 61. Should be a nice Saturday. Sunday's high in the low 60s, too. Chance of scattered showers by Sunday afternoon, Sunday night. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely on Monday, and particularly Monday evening, Monday night, mid-70s on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I can't stand the rain against my window, bringing back sweet memories. Hey, when the rain, do you remember how sweet it used to be?
Welcome back.
When we was together.
272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. How's everybody doing on this wet, rainy Friday?
I'm wet. I'm rainy.
I don't think it's a folklore or old wives' tale. I do. My mood goes down in a day like today. And it's not the politics. I'm actually doing personally, like, very well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind being on the side of the heretics instead of the Inquisition. Like, truly. I don't like what's about to happen with many aspects of our government. But I'm very hopeful about the future nonetheless. I think in the future, we're going to see great things, mostly outside of politics.
In the future, I shall see great things. Retirement one day.
Retire to Jamaica.
That's the plan, man.
But yeah, woke up this morning hearing the rain on my rooftop and against my window. And mm-hmm. It's just like, I just want to stay.
Curl up.
Yeah.
Roll on over, go back to sleep.
Let's go to Donnie. Hey, Donnie.
Donnie. Hey, how y'all doing today?
Good. How you doing, Donnie?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm doing pretty good. Hang on just a second. Let me get this thing off speakerphone. I got some weird noises going on. Hi, can you hear me now?
Oh, much better.
Yeah. I hate them speaker phones, but, you know, I was listening. Anyway, about the politics, I hate what's fixing to happen, and like you said, I hope it gets better. What I really called about is the lady that called said she was in Facebook jail.
Yeah.
There is a way to prevent it. Everybody, all these fact checkers that keep blocking people's stories and all this stuff, you can block those fact checkers. That I post stuff that I should get blocked for and should be in Facebook jail, and I've never been in Facebook jail.
So you go to, like, PolitiFact and you block PolitiFact's Facebook page?
No, you go to your Facebook settings.
Oh, okay.
And scale down to blocking. And at the top of that page, it'll tell you there's a list there of every Facebook person that you've blocked. And you can put add to the list, and you type in fact checkers. Every form of fact check, fact checkers, fact checking, all of that, and you have to block them each individually. But you can block all those fact checkers. That's the way they're catching folks and putting them in Facebook jail.
Huh. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I've never been in Facebook jail, and I put some pretty radical stuff out there at times. The only time I get fact checked is when I share something that has previously been fact checked when somebody else posted it.
Okay, yeah.
That's the only time that ever pops up on my Facebook feed.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that little insight. I didn't know that trick.
Yeah,
that's a trick, and it works because if I'm putting it out there to all my friends and on my news feed how to do it, surely the fact checkers would block it.
Yeah.
Well, they can't see what I'm doing. They're not catching it. So.
Well, I appreciate
it's a good trick, right? And I've got friends that get in Facebook jail all the time, and I try to tell them to do it. And you have to do it every day because every day they ask you fact checkers. Yeah. When you're sitting there on your Facebook, first thing, just go start blocking fact checkers. Because they are watching. That's how they're watching us and censoring what we're saying.
Well, Donnie, seems you've beat the system.
Yeah.
Keep it up.
Yeah, that's one way to try to beat it anyway.
There you go.
Thank you, sir.
And the condolences to Hank Aaron's family. I just heard about that, so I was a fan.
Amen.
I don't watch baseball a whole lot, but I was a Hank Aaron fan.
Good man.
Yeah.
Just a good man.
And y'all have a good day.
You too.
To your program.
Thank you, sir. 272-9228.
I know you're disappointed, Joey, and so was I, that Joe Exotic didn't make the pardon list.
Yeah. Well,
they
actually,
had the limo and everything.
The more you learn about that guy, he needs to be in a cage.
Well,
after keeping all those beautiful animals in a cage.
Did you see why he didn't get pardoned? Because he's too gay to get pardoned from Trump.
What?
That was his word. I'm too gay for Trump to pardon me. But the limo was waiting outside the jail for him to be pardoned.
That sounds like Joe Exotic. That's how I know that quote is true. That's hilarious. Oh, what a crazy year last year was, and it only seems like it's going to continue. 272-9228. Who do we got?
Peter.
Peter. How are you?
What's up, guys?
What's up, man?
You guys doing all right today?
Hey, you in here?
Hanging in there.
You know what's, I guess, the most disturbing thing is not really the fact that people are, you know, the fact checkers and all that stuff, and, you know, president being banned from Twitter. The wonderful thing about our nation is that you can destroy industries that aren't good by not supporting them. You know, whatever happened to boycotting, you know, everybody complains about Facebook, everybody complains about all these things, but we're so narcissistic that we're addicted to it, that we can't get off of it and cause the thing to fall apart. You wouldn't hear about Twitter if everybody get off of it.
So this is true.
You know, I mean, it's pretty simple because everybody's complaining about, you know, not, you know, the garbage on Facebook and the left side and, you know, the things that you can and cannot do. Well, just get off of it. If every conservative, every person that was concerned about free speech would drop that platform, guess what would happen to the platform?
Oh, it would go
disappear.
Away.
That's right.
And also, if you can take that tact, and if I would say also, if you're looking out for yourself, I think a lot of folks take it too seriously, especially Twitter.
Right.
And so treat it as fun, treat it as a good time. Don't try to. I can't tell you, man, like how many times people I actually know who have my phone number well, try to start telling me things on Facebook. I'm like, just right. call me.
Right.
And yeah. it drives me crazy.
I deleted, well, I, you know, this was kind of the last straw. I've been debating it for a while. You know, I hardly got on it anyway. I've never been on Twitter, but the Facebook thing, I was like, you know what, this is something that, you know, as a man of God, you know, and what it's doing to our young people, really what it's doing to our society.
Yeah.
The greater good no longer outweighs the evil. I'm sorry. It, you cannot justify it by, you know, because that's what you hear from most people. Oh, I'm able to get this out. No, it no longer outweighs the good. It just doesn't.
Well, and you have people manipulating the good and the collective kind of imagination. And I, you know, I'm lucky in that I was, let's say, fully formed. Not completely. There's a lot of crap from my 20s out there on social media, I'd imagine. But I can't imagine being in deep with a lot of these social media apps being a teenager.
Oh, no.
Especially young women. I mean, ooh.
I've got two kids. I've got four children, but two of them that are grown adults. One's married, one's about to finish college. And my children never had social media until they were 18 and out of my house. I mean, wise. You know, if we care about our kids, I can't even come close to understanding how we think we can give access to the internet to our children and let them sit there and think that nothing is going to come across, that they're not going to be tempted to go on and see things that they shouldn't be. I mean, you know, it all boils down to the family, this nation, everything. Revolves around, you know, fathers and mothers being what they're supposed to be. I mean, when that falls apart, you know, you can say goodbye.
And we're so far gone. It's like, is there an app for that for family?
Yeah.
It's like, idea, no, that's an old app idea, Joey. Old as time itself.
Yeah.
I appreciate the call, Peter.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a good one.
You too, Peter.
Yeah, just expand on what I was saying there. Like, you know, guys, when they bully one another, it tends to be to your face. And maybe there's a little bit of physical violence there, but heck, half the time when you fight, you're friends after that.
Of course, closer friends.
And this is actually well shown in studies, how girls bully one another, especially teenage girls, is reputational destruction. So when you, that was bad enough, you know, back in like when you were coming up in what, like the 60s?
Five sisters, so yeah.
When was your middle school at all?
Middle school, 83.
80s, okay.
Yeah.
And 80s, you still had, in the 90s, this was also the case, but you still had the stereotypical cliques, like the jocks.
Oh, certainly. And,
yeah. So it was bad enough back then. All bullying has existed. It's what, unfortunately, people do. But you add in social media to that, especially when your bullying tactics are reputational destruction, where it's like, look at this girl in her Dumbo ears. And don't laugh at that.
Those are the kind of things they do, and it affects young girls and women, for that matter, but it affects them so.
Yeah.
You know, if I were to say, Joe, you got big ears, you'd grab your ear and go, yeah, man.
Well, I did have Dumbo ears. That's why I thought of that.
Well, you still do, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, one ear's, like, malformed.
Like, for wrestling?
Yeah, no, the left side's, I'm feeling out.
Well, like, let me tell you.
Messed up the lobes all
a lesson I learned a long time ago from a friend of mine that he's wrestled most of his life. If you're fixing to get in a fight with somebody and you look at their ears and their ears look like cauliflower,
don't
fight them. Don't fight them.
No, I don't have cauliflower here. Ooh, yeah, stay away from that guy. Yeah, if you're about to fight somebody and you're like, wait, where's his neck?
Right.
Where's the...
How am I going to get him in a headlock?
It just goes right into his trap, and there's like his scapula is fused with the rest of his...
Yeah. Yeah, let that one go. Buy that guy a drink.
272-9228. Quick break here. We'll be right back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, Rich Thomas here. You've heard us say it. It's better with Bader, Eddie Bader. Trust me, Eddie is great with real estate. When it comes to real estate in the River Region, you would be hard-pressed to find a better agent. Whether you're buying or selling, Eddie's ready to represent you. The market is hot right now. Rates are low, which is great for buyers, and inventory is low, which is great for sellers. Call Eddie Bader with eXp Realty, 322-0662. Again, 322-0662. Don't miss your opportunity with this market. And hey, if you're on the fence about whether you want to do it, call him anyway. Eddie can talk to you about your options and what the market looks like in your area. A lot to take in, right? Well, here's what you need to remember. Eddie is great with real estate. Call him today at 322-0662. It is better with Bader. Eddie Bader, eXp Realty, 322-0662.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Listening to news and views from 9 till noon, 272-9228. I can't sleep at night. Yeah, that John Brennan clip.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. The Biden administration has a laser-like focus on the insurgency movements of bigots, racists, and libertarians. And apparently I wasn't the only one who had the idea of quoting Blazing Saddles.
Oh, really?
All sorts of people, independent of me, clip those two clips together.
Well, that just kind of goes together, doesn't it?
Well, it's kind of like that listing. It's like bugs. Like blah, 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 and Methodists.
And libertarians there. I love the fact. Well, he had to have something. He brought the libertarians in.
Well, maybe it's because libertarians been calling out his crap for years.
Well, don't get so upset now, Joey. He's pushing back a little bit.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
But did you see Biden's killing more jobs? He's suspending new oil and gas permit leases for the next 60 days. Hmm. Getting ready to shut down Anwar. You know, the pipeline's already shut down. So all these jobs that the economy was going and rumbling along and we were hoping it was going to come back, well, we just took a little bit of hit there. So, job killer.
We gotta save the planet.
Well, he's Saudi first guy. You know, we used to have an America first guy. Well, we got a Saudi first guy.
Why can't you just get along, Eddie?
I can't.
Yeah.
I can't.
Why can't you just be cooperative?
I used to be, and then they took their boot off my neck, and ever since then, I've...
Oh, you like being free.
Yeah.
Yeah, what we have here is a failure to communicate.
Yep.
Actually, I don't think there's much attempt to actually communicate.
No, it's...
It's all when language becomes... You know this, and I think everybody can understand this. There are real conversations that you have with friends, family members. You might even meet a stranger, and it's a real tough negotiation, and you're having an actual two-way communication. Then the conversations that immediately turn into, like, I'm better than you, or it's almost like people are trying to win a battle with words.
Oh, I get that a lot, Joey.
Yeah. They're two different things, and so much of our politics is not about the words we actually use in order to communicate ideas and, hell, that's an interesting idea, I'll consider it. No, it's about winning. So much of it is about winning. And that is a basic category mistake I see so many people make. Oh, if we just talk it out and get along, it's like, okay, all right, sure. Sure, that's the way it's going to work. No, too often it's just a power play and people trying to... Well, get you to shut up and sit down and get their way. And that's very unfortunate because I like communication. I really do. But I am tired of getting my neck squeezed and stamped on like Eddie was just talking about there. 272-9228. Red Top, I've got this top of the hour break. Anyway, you can hold on for about 2-3 minutes?
I will.
All right. Thank you,
Red Top.
Appreciate you, Red Top.
Hey, Joey, that unity thing, are you going to bow down and kiss the ring of unity?
Oh, is that what they want me to kiss?
Yeah.
The ring.
The ring of the man. Unity.
We'll be right back. Oh, darling, I'm so long.